This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Seven after the hour now, it's the... Why is it I'm so quickly, I swallow my words because I'm so excited I want to get into stuff right away. So I have to be a better announcer, and I pronounce myself, husband and wife, no, the DJV program, Doug Steffen. Jennifer Horn's off for a couple of days this week. Victoria Keelan is here. Jay Kirshner to discuss the issues of the day, the things that are important to all of us. The infrastructure plan, the need, it seems, is to get both Republicans and Democrats on board. Joe Biden says it's a generational investment. I'm not sure I agree with that at all. I think that it's a play to help the unions. I've said it a thousand times on the air over the years, and what we don't know, what we don't pay attention to. And you know, if you listen to this program, it's kind of a counterculture approach, at least from my point of view. A little bit of anarchy that's in my soul and in my blood wants to just sort of stick it to these people because nobody's telling you the truth. Now, you can say, well, Doug, how do we know that what you're saying is the truth? And then I use the term fact. So the fact is that roads built in pretty much every other major economically successful country last 10 to 20 times longer than the roads that we have in America. That's a fact. Go to Europe, anywhere in Europe.
You don't see potholes. They don't exist.
No, they don't. You don't see the roads crumbling, bridges crumbling. This is a pure play to the union so they will support the Democrats or the Republicans or whoever is there. And it's your money they're using to buy their vote. And the money that you pay in road taxes, astronomical amount of money, gets collected. And by the way, you know, what you don't know is that the Educational Trust Fund, the Social Security Trust Fund, the Highway Trust Fund, and the Airport Trust Fund all have zero money in them. You put money in there, and the members of Congress take it out and use it for other stuff. That's what, if you look at the bill that we're talking about here, the infrastructure thing is calling for an increase on road taxes. What is the guy who's an independent trucker who pays gajillions? I was talking to the guy who hauls some things to an auction for me. He charged me $1,500 to move stuff from here to Albany, New York, just on the other side of Albany. And then he was going over, I said, I used to get this done for $400 or $500. He says, yeah, but you didn't have to pay the taxes that we have to now, the road taxes. He said to get across the George Washington Bridge in an 18-wheeler, how much do you think it costs? You want to take a guess, ladies?
I know they charge by the axle, right?
Yep.
So I do know that much, but
yep.
Not
all
sure
right.
How many axles an 18-wheeler has.
300? 400?
Axle, an 18-wheeler has six axles. Six axles.
Is it 20 bucks an axle?
No, not six. They have five axles. There's three axles on the tractor, and there's two axles on the trailer.
It's 20 bucks an axle, right?
Well, it used to be. It's now been moved up to 40 bucks an axle.
Wow.
To get across. How do these guys, most of them are independent, how do you expect them to survive? And how do you expect our economy to thrive when you keep mismanaging and keep charging people for your mismanagement? Whether it's the state or whether it's the feds, it's mismanagement. It's not right. It's not fair. And it's most people don't pay any attention to it because you're too busy, you know, absorbed in some sports activity on your device. So anyway, that's part of this whole business here. Speaking of sports, the NCAA has taken a very large step toward allowing athletes to profit. This has been a discussion that's been going on for years, and I think in the last week or two you've seen a lot of movement here, ladies, right?
Mm-hmm.
With the council supporting a policy that allows athletes to profit from their name, their image, their likeness, if you will. So how does this shake out, though? Is it like at Ohio State, everybody's going to get, is it money that they put in and is divided up equally? Or do the players who get more notice get more money?
Yeah, I think that's exactly
it. Is that what it is?
Yeah, I mean, if your last name is Smith and your jersey is the top selling jersey at the Ohio State bookshop, then yeah, you will get a percentage of that. You should be able to profit from that. And so that's this is essentially the board of directors from the NCAA. They're actually meeting today to review and vote on this. It's going to take a few days of deliberations, but they're starting that process. And so some states have these laws already: Alabama, Florida, Georgia, huge basketball and football states. And so those athletes are able to participate in what they call the NIL, that's name, image, likeness. They're able to participate in that. They can make money from signing autographs. They can do endorsement deals, things like that. Now, the Supreme Court has backed this up. Remember last week we talked about student-athletes can receive education-related
payments?
Well,
that's where this kind of started. The conversation started with that vote. I think much anything else.
Well, this conversation's been going.
The
name, image, likeness has been a huge debate. And so, if this moves forward, this is a $1 billion industry. College sports is a $1 billion industry. So, if it moves forward,
betting
will make it
on all this.
Well, there you go. That brings some stuff into sports betting is legal in a lot of states. So, there are a lot of complications with it, but it is interesting that they're moving forward.
All right, you know who Mia Hamm is?
Sure.
Yes.
Okay. All right. So this is
a
soccer.
I guess that's the question.
Yeah, no, I do. She's a soccer player. I know that. She was around for a long time. Now there's a Sports Illustrated card that came out when she was at the height of her career, and it sold in an auction yesterday for $34,440. It is the most expensive card, rookie card anyway, that has ever been sold at an auction. Female
or a woman,
sports
I guess,
card.
Right?
Yeah, exactly.
Female.
Right.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah. So when you look at, and again, once I don't even understand.
That's exciting. I mean, I'm sure she probably wishes that she had the card
and
that
the
she
money.
Was selling.
Right. Exactly.
But that is exciting. I mean, trading cards right now, playing cards are just—it's unbelievable the prices. It's, you know, you were talking about diamonds kind of, you know, having a spike in sales during the pandemic. Well, sports memorabilia and collectibles was, I think, hit an all-time high.
Mm-hmm.
So it's, I guess if you have
previous record
income,
had been a card, Serena Williams rookie card sold at an auction like this for $14,000, which reminds me, didn't she get hurt? What happened?
She
was supposed to be in Wimbledon. What's going on with that?
Yeah, she had to pull out. She had a leg injury.
What'd she do? Fall down? Trip? What happened to her? Anybody know?
She could have pulled something. I don't know. I saw her kind of limping, so.
Yeah. She tried to make it through, and then she just couldn't do it anymore. She was in tears. She had to walk off, and she got a standing ovation by the crowd, though.
Mm-hmm. Well, she's good. She's a great player.
Yeah.
And has accomplished great things, as a matter of fact.
Yeah, she's one win away from, she has 23 major titles, and the record is 24. So she's one away from
tying. Who holds the record?
Tying. Margaret Court. Croft,
maybe?
Margaret Court, the Australian player. Yeah.
She has 24.
Yeah, and I would have thought that it would have been what was her name? Played with, at the same time, Margaret Court did, American player. Who was very gay, but that...
Billie Jean King?
No. Well, she was gay, but no, it wasn't Billie
Jean King. Martina Navratilova?
That's it, Martina Navratilova.
Yeah, I actually would have... I think her records were beat by Steffi Graf, so I would have guessed... Yeah, I would have guessed it would be Steffi, but that's interesting that it's Margaret Court.
Mm-hmm. Here we are, the Sports Authority... The DJB
well, tennis
program.
I can talk about because I've played tennis my whole life. So, yeah, I can.
Right.
Soccer and tennis and hockey I can talk about. But you bring up baseball and basketball, and I'm like, out. Thank God Jay knows stuff.
Baseball. Yeah. Well, thank God Jay knows stuff. Yeah. That is the word.
Well, I asked, the reason I say that is because you asked her, she mentioned that there was a point guard from, I don't know, the Lakers who was robbed at gunpoint, story from earlier in the week, and you said, well, he only averages 10 points a game. And so Jay said, well, no, but for a point guard, you know, like you have to add in the assists and things like that, which I confirmed that night with my husband, who's a sports producer. And I said, you know, is 10 points for a point guard, is that good? He goes, well, if you add it, he goes, it's probably how many passes he has. It's probably 20 points, really, when you add it in. He goes, and yes, that's very good. So Jay was 100% right. I knew nothing, so I was happy.
That's fair for Jay.
When Lewis
Jay Bird. Along with Victoria and Doug at 16 after the hour. This is the DJV Show.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
I am Robert Strickler. My wife Joyce and I have been married for 53 years. Certainly one of the really important things in my life are our children and our grandchildren. I am essentially a writer. I've been involved in communications and the media. I've been an avid fly fisherman for at least 40 or more years. I've been taking Prevagen on a regular basis for at least 8 years. For me, the greatest benefit over the years has been that Prevagen seems to help me recall things and also think more clearly, have a crisper ability to remember and think through things. And I enthusiastically recommend Prevagen. It has helped me an awful lot.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Robert Strickler is a content contributor for Prevagen and real user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who are cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Blue Star medicated ointment works fast to relieve the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
It's amazing. It's like as soon as you put it on, you can feel it working.
We've had Blue Star in the family for years. It works on everything.
I love the cooling sensation on my athlete's foot.
What a relief for my eczema.
Nothing worked on my dry, cracked skin until I tried Blue Star.
Blue Star is great for scalp itch.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
Just discussing the merits of the quality of singing of Johnny Mathis versus, who is the country singer?
Toby Keith.
Yeah, right, exactly.
I don't know how you could compare the two, but okay.
Yeah. No comparison.
You know me. I can come up with a comparison for almost anything. One more Supreme Court thing. It seems like, I think this is interesting, and I think it's compelling, actually. All of these rulings. I don't remember there being so much stuff coming out of the Supreme Court anyway. They have ruled now the feds can give a private company the power to take land from states, you know, eminent domain. How municipalities and states can take your land if you don't want to sell it. They'll take it anyway and give you a really bad return on your investment because that's what they do. And so now the Supremers have said that the feds can give private companies the power to take that land, which I think is a very bad, I don't know what they, now there's a gas pipeline in New Jersey where you are, Victoria. Mm-hmm. That was the subject of the ruling, frankly. I don't think it's a good idea, frankly. Private companies should not have the power. I mean, where does it stop? So somebody looks at my house and says, the guy who runs the power company says, I want to live there. So let's, in the name of the power company, take this guy's house. Where does it stop? Huh? Right?
I don't know. That's pretty scary, actually.
Yeah. I don't buy that one.
What was the ruling count? Do you know?
Well, that's something, I think it was 6-3. But I wouldn't swear to that until I actually 5-4. Sorry, yeah, 5-4.
So
vote.
That's probably conservative versus liberal.
Yep, right. Mm. Yeah, and so it's a pipeline case. Yes, I have no problem with the pipelines. Like a lot of others, if they go in the right place, we have like 84 of them all across the country. So it's not like we didn't have plenty of them. But let the private parties take the land. No, not a good idea. 21 after the hour.
Attention Americans with an IRA or 401k. This is a message from the desk of Chuck Norris. It reads, fellow Americans, today we are facing uncertain times. Higher taxes, higher inflation, higher government spending, and higher debt. As a result, millions of Americans could see their life savings disappear. Now, I worked hard for my money, and I've worked even harder to keep it. And there's a small secret I learned along the way to keep Uncle Sam's hands out of my pocket. Let me show you right now. Pick up your phone and call 866-967-2808 and speak to a professional at Gold Co. to get a free copy of my 2021 special report. That's 866-967-2808. Call now and you'll learn the simple steps I took to protect myself. Now is not the time to sit back. It's time to fight back. Call 866-967-2808 and ask for my 2021 special report. If you don't fight for your money, who will? Call 866-967-2808 now.
Deb's constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating kept giving her grief. She talked to her doctor to get some relief. Turns out Deb had irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, which was a start. Saying yes to Linzess helped her do her part.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
23 after the hour now in the DJV program. Like us on Facebook.com/DJV Show, social media, Twitter, at DJV Show, as well as Instagram. So Jay Kirshner is in charge of all of that work and the connections that we make with you. She guides them. And where do we get the biggest play? Is it Facebook and then Twitter and then Instagram in that order, would you say? And am I leaving something out?
Yeah. I would say pretty much that. Facebook, Twitter, Instagram.
Sure. Right. Okay. So, trending is this James Corden. I have liked him. I like his, he sort of is appealing, but more and more people have been saying maybe this is because the guy's getting more successful and people always throw dirt on people, other people who are becoming more successful than they are. So the word on the street is that he's not so easy to get along with. Have you heard that, Jay?
I have. I actually read this one story. I don't know how accurate it was, but talking about seeing James Corden on a plane, and he was seated next to a woman with a crying baby, and he actually was being very kind to this woman, didn't seem annoyed or anything, and then at the end, when it was time for everybody to get off the flight, the woman's like, will you please hold your child so I can get the bag or whatever? And turned out like it was his kid, and I don't know how real that story was. It was just somebody that had posted online. I thought it was comical.
All right, so why is he trending online?
Well, his one of the games that he plays with his guests is Spill Your Guts, where they're asked, you know, you take turns asking a question that you kind of don't want to answer, and you can either answer it or you have to
eat
something pretty gross.
What's an example? What might be an example of that?
Let's see. When Harry Styles was filling in for James Corden, he and Kendall Jenner were playing the game, and Kendall asked Harry Styles, what song on your new album did you write about me? And so he didn't want to answer it, so he ate something gross. And typically, a lot of, you know, the different items that people have to eat are more of Asian-influenced items. A century-old egg, street fare that Americans might deem very, very gross. I've also seen other things like Rocky Mountain oysters, which are American.
Sheep balls.
Yeah.
Right?
And there's a petition started from somebody who has gained more than 45,000 signatures calling for an end of Spill Your Guts, saying, you know, it adds to the rhetoric of Asian hate.
Who is it that has enough time to go out and get 45,000 signatures?
Well, it's online.
A late night program.
This is good PR
for Corden. That's all I take away from it.
It's saying it encourages anti-Asian, you know, racism, and they're mocking foods of Asian cultures. And
is there anybody who doesn't have a chip on their shoulder about something?
I don't know.
Jay,
you were about to say, did he respond? Because I haven't heard what he said yet.
He did respond. He responded, and he apologized. He said it was never his intention. The show is to have, like, everybody have fun, and he's never meant to hurt anybody. They're not going to get rid of the segment because it's very beloved.
Good.
People love playing it. They're just going to change up the food. It's going to be more like things that might wreck a diet, or hot dog juice, or bull tongue with blood jelly or something. It's going to be kind of stuff like that.
Have you ever tasted tongue?
No.
Wait a minute. Hold on a second. You know what?
No.
The tongue of a cow. You go to a butcher shop and the tongue is the tongue of a cow.
Have you ever tasted it? I can't get past the texture.
Oh my God! It's awful. Yeah, it's like eating liver. There's nothing worse than eating liver. My God. But then, sometimes people eat stuff, they don't know what it is, and they don't mind, like eating crickets or something. Mm.
I had a friend that tried one of the cicadas. You know how it's a cicada craze right now? And people are trying it. One of my friends actually tried it, and she said the taste itself wasn't gross, but what got her hung up was when one of the wings got stuck at the front of her teeth.
Oh, my God. I'm so grossed out. I'm so thoroughly grossed out right now.
Oh, my God. There you go. How's that going with your Cheerios, folks? Think about that, or whatever it is that you're having, Lucky Charms.
Well, I don't need to eat breakfast now.
28.
We've all seen, and perhaps use, the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Attention Americans with an IRA or 401k. This is a message from the desk of Chuck Norris. It reads, fellow Americans, today we are facing uncertain times. Higher taxes, higher inflation, higher government spending, and higher debt. As a result, millions of Americans could see their life savings disappear. Now, I worked hard for my money, and I've worked even harder to keep it. And there's a small secret I learned along the way to keep Uncle Sam's hands out of my pocket. Let me show you right now. Pick up your phone and call 866-967-2808 and speak to a professional at Goldco to get a free copy of my 2021 special report. That's 866-967-2808. Call now and you'll learn the simple steps I took to protect myself. Now is not the time to sit back. It's time to fight back. Call 866-967-2808 and ask for my 2021 special report. If you don't fight for your money, who will? Call 866-967-2808 now.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Trump will visit the U.S.-Mexico border Wednesday, just days after Vice President Kamala Harris made her own visit to El Paso, Texas for a few hours. Since the visit, Vice President Harris has not made any changes to correct the crisis at the U.S.-Mexico border. Trump is expected to visit the epicenter of the crisis, the Rio Grande Valley, along with Texas Governor Greg Abbott. The Democrat-controlled House of Representatives on Tuesday passed a bill to remove statues honoring those who backed the Confederacy from the Capitol building. Dan Araki explains.
The House has passed a bill to remove the statues of those who voluntarily served in the Confederacy from the U.S. Capitol. The measure passed at a 285-120 vote and would also replace the bust of Roger B. Taney, the Chief Justice who wrote the decision in the Dred Scott case, with one of Thurgood Marshall. The bill's future in the Senate is uncertain. The House passed this measure last year, but no action was taken in the upper chamber.
We are USA Radio News.
Progressive Motorcycle presents Road Wisdom from the Motor.
Half man, half motorcycle.
If you missed a turn, there's always another turn.
Always.
Take it to get back to the turn you missed.
Use your turn signal.
Progressive Motorcycle also presents Roadside Assistance. Progressive Motorcycle, for those who were born to ride. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
So, how can I promote my new curbside pickup service?
It's possible. With Staples Connect.
I need custom floor decals that'll get noticed, not just walked on.
Also possible. Staples Connect can help your business grow with custom printed sales and marketing materials. Now, get $10 off signs, banners, or posters when you spend $50 or more. Explore what's new at your local Staples. Staples Connect, the working and learning store. N73, valid in-store and online. Visit staples.com/signage for details.
Buildings collapsing under their own weight in the United States very rarely happens. Since 2000, less than a handful have failed, leading to deaths due to our extensive laws and inspections during construction. The 22nd and Market building collapse in 2013 killed 6 in Philadelphia. The Miami-Dade College parking garage in 2012 killed 4. And in 2000, the Park Avenue apartment building collapse in Los Angeles killed 1. So what happened last week in Surfside, Florida? Dan Araki from the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau reports.
As the search and rescue mission continues at the collapsed condominium tower in Surfside, Florida, the effort to discover the cause of that collapse has just begun, with preliminary efforts focusing on a 2018 inspection that found cracks in concrete columns, beams, and walls in the building's parking garage. Alan Kilsheimer is a structural engineer who's been hired by the city to investigate the collapse. He tells CNBC that multiple factors may have caused the collapse and that he will be looking for the trigger.
The issue is that when you have cracks, depending on the size, the cracks alone generally are not a major cause of a problem. The reinforcing steel, when you look at rusted reinforcing steel, it'll look like a lot of rust, but rust is an expansive material on steel, so you have to wire brush the steel. You get the rust off and you see how much good metal is left. So, you know, they all will be some of the things that possibly could have contributed to the collapse in some form or another, but you have to find the trigger also of what actually precipitated the collapse.
USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Four after the hour now on the inspirational program. This is not like K-Love, but a lot of times that we have inspiration as our focus. Here's an inspiration for you, ladies. Victoria's here, Jay's here. There's a new hydrogel that can help build artificial tendons. I've been looking at this because I have a problem with my left leg, my left ankle. The tendons are all gone. All the muscles, all the strength. I fell into a hole about 10, 12 years ago, tearing down a house, and it sprained all of the ligaments and everything in there. And so my ankle, the left ankle, is larger than the right one because nothing healed right. So apparently, according to a doctor, this hydrogel could replace the tendons that I have. It's from lobsters. So basically what they're able to create is a 3D printed copy of a lobster shell.
So you're going to have a tendon that's made from a lobster shell?
Well, I'm thinking...
That's like, first of all, so New England, which I love.
What do you mean?
It's like the most New England solution ever. Let's eat a lobster.
Take a lobster.
And then we're just going to... Yeah, like
let's well, just... actually, it's been done... The engineering was done at MIT, so yeah, okay, I get that.
It is very funny.
Yeah.
We need to be able to queue up some B-52s right now. Rock lobster.
Rock lobster.
All right, so that's the research department for today. The House has voted to remove the Confederate statue, 285 to 120, the honor that was given to people who defended the Confederacy. See, I don't like any of these things. But there's a piece of our country that still supports this. Not saying it's right, but, you know, we're replacing a lot of stuff. I'm not suggesting that this isn't a good one to remove, but I think we've gone a little bit too far. Since George Floyd's death, we've pushed the envelope the other way. And at some point, it's kind of like resistance to masks. We've had it with it. And I think the public, I think that we're doing ourselves a disservice, those of us who believe in equality and those of us who believe that we I don't believe in paying reparations, but I think you look back at the history of this country and it's pretty sordid when it comes to men owning other men, stuff like that, even the founders of our country. That's certainly no strange conversation anymore. And so there are those who on the 4th of July, by the way, we'll be here doing the program live on the 5th, the 4th of July is about our country and what it stands for. Well, what it has stood for. There's some pretty sordid stuff in the history of our country. And if we go back to the time when, and we're celebrating this on July 4th, the Declaration of Independence and who signed it and what their real life was all about, it's part of the history of the country that doesn't get told well, but yet it's there. So my own philosophy is you don't go backwards. We aren't those people. I'm not responsible for what was done by the signers of the Constitution. John Hancock, even though he was a New Englander, okay, so he was a New Englander. I'm supposed to be responsible for what he did just because I live in New England? That's how silly some of this stuff has gotten. But having said that, these statues that are a part of a lot of southern states' history, taking them down is irritating a lot of people. But I think this was something that was in the House of Representatives, in the Capitol building itself, wasn't it, this statue?
Yeah, this is the National Statuary Hall. It's in the Capitol building, the collection. So each state sends, I think a lot of people are confused about how this works, too, so it's probably good to explain it. Each state gets to send two statues to the Capitol to be part of the collection. So each state chooses who they want to honor. And so Congress can't just remove the statues, but they can take them out of public view. So what they're going to do now is these Confederate statues are going to be returned to whichever states they came from. A lot of states have actually already even swapped out the Confederate statues for, you know, and have replaced them with other people that they want to honor. So it's really not that big of a deal. But to see, you know, to hear some people, you know, on the far right talk about it, it's like the end of the world. It's not at all. So states can take those statues back if they want. They can put them in their own state capitol buildings if they want. They can do whatever they want with them, but they're not going to be in the national capitol. So, and so it's essentially everybody gets to every state gets to pick two people that they want to honor. I think it's really interesting. I mean, it's been, a couple hundred years of those same old, you know, slave owners hanging out in the Capitol. Like, let's, you know, every state has had remarkable Americans who have done incredible things. So let's honor some other people.
And they don't have to all be black either. This is not about honoring just because they're black. It's honoring because they've done something.
No,
I know you didn't.
People,
I'm just saying. I'm trying to get people to focus a little bit more on the value of everybody, regardless of the color of their skin. I think I've said and made it a point that we've gone a little too far at the moment, just paying attention to black and the Black Lives Matter movement. It's important. It's justified. But there are a lot of good things being done by lots of people and have been done. So we need to acknowledge all of them. And that's kind of where I'm coming from. Royal Caribbean has announced a new rule. It's pretty clever, actually. If you're unvaccinated and you want to take a trip, help yourself. The only problem is you will have to have a certificate of insurance from your health insurer that will cover the costs related to anybody getting sick on the ship.
Good luck getting that policy, right? People who have COVID, I mean, if you don't have health insurance and you have COVID and you have a bad case and you're in the hospital and or, God forbid, you're on a ventilator, I mean, that's hundreds of thousands of dollars. I don't know. That is very clever of Royal Caribbean to
do that. It is. It gets them off the hook.
No one is going to get that policy.
No. but it sort of gets them off the hook. It's a typical lawyer stunt. That's what it is. Some lawyer for Royal Caribbean came up with this idea, and so here we go. Let's try this. See what happens. Listen, trying things is the American way. Speaking of trying things, Richard Branson just cleared a huge hurdle trying to beat Jeff Bezos into suborbital space travel. The FAA has given Virgin Galactic the green light to fly passengers right now. They get the clear after the feds reviewed all the data from the test flight that was taken last month. The review confirmed the flight performed well. So now the FAA licensed him. That's an interesting thing. Space flight licensed by the FAA. Wrap your head around that when you get on a plane to go someplace this summer. I think it should be noted that there were reports that Branson was going to be traveling on one of his rocket flights this weekend. But they said they haven't said anything, pretty much. That's the bottom line. So it could be or couldn't. You know, it may happen, may not happen. So if to review, the test flight that was done last month, it was the third crew space flight, the first one from the New Mexico spaceport. It went up to Mach 3, which is three times the speed of sound, 2,400 miles an hour, and stayed up for, 22 minutes, 24 minutes, something like that, and came back again. So now Branson wants to be one of the three that goes up. He didn't sell a seat, though, in his. It was Bezos that sold the seat, right? For $1 million.
Yes.
I don't think Branson sold any. So who are the people that are going up with him? Because there's three seats. So was there a choice?
I don't know
that.
Happened. I don't know if it's escaped. Yeah, I don't know if he has sold those seats or if he is taking friends. I don't know.
Yeah, Branson is not lustful for money like Bezos is. And I don't even know whether Elon Musk sell the seats in his. There's three of these guys doing this. There's Bezos, and they're all egomaniacs. Except Branson is a cool, calm, collected egomaniac. Whereas Bezos is, it's all about me. It's got to be
like of any of them.
Leo.
I would definitely, if I could have dinner with one
Branson,
of them, it would totally be Branson.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I've read his books. I think he's just his approach to management, his approach to how he treats his employees. He's really remarkable. I'm happy that he's gotten this license now because this is a really big deal for him.
Yeah, this is big. I spent an hour with him in a studio interviewing him a number of years ago, and he was very, very intense. He was during the commercials. He was noticeably like he was fidgety. And as soon as I said, "Thank you, Mr. Branson," out the door and on to the next thing. And it was there's no casual conversation with him. It's next. What's next? What's next is a $40 million settlement and a lawsuit against a vaping company. We'll talk about that after this here on the DJV Show.
If you're in HR, you're probably wearing a lot of hats. Recruiter, team builder, trainer, mediator, policymaker, and of course, paper pusher. But not anymore. Bamboo HR is the number one HR software for small and medium businesses. It manages all your employee data easily and automates countless tasks so you can focus on people, not paperwork. Bamboo HR frees you from spreadsheets so you can do your real job, creating a great place to work. If the data shuffle and paperwork mountain have you ready to hang up all your hats, you're ready for Bamboo.
If you handle HR records and paperwork, Bamboo HR is a dream. Let us free up your time and put your days of pushing paperwork behind you so you can focus on the people and making your company a great place to work for everyone. Try PC Magazine's top pick for HR software free today. Just go to bamboohr.com/demo. This is a limited offer only available to radio listeners at bamboohr.com/demo. That's bamboohr.com/demo.
Calotren, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N.
This is really an easy way to just rev up your metabolism and turn your body back into that fat-burning machine that it used to be. There's no drugs in it. There's no stimulants in it that make it work really quickly. But our 90-day program does have a huge 86% success rate. So when you give it time to work, you're going to see the results and you're going to feel better. And you're doing this safely with a product that is good for you. Even if you're on medications, even if you have health conditions, this product is really good for you. And if you have questions, we got a little chat on there. You can click the chat and then just ask us questions on there. You can also call us if you have questions too. Our number's toll free, 1-833-TOP-LOSS. We've got real live people right here in America to answer your questions. It's 1-833-TOP-LOSS. And again, the website is toploss.com. It's our buy three, get three free. So that's that proven 90-day supply. When you buy that 90 days, you get 90 days free.
Check it all out at toploss.com. At checkout, use the discount code DJV. All right, for those of you who are vapers, I didn't say you have vape. Well, I suppose vapers, people who vape are vapers, right? Is that
sure?
What else could you? Mm-hmm. If you, but what else? How else could you use the term vapor? Vaporize, spelled differently. Anyway, North Carolina announcing a $40 million settlement in a lawsuit against Juul. Now, this has been going on. This is what I like, frankly, in terms of finding out what happens. Oftentimes you hear us tell a story or you hear it in the news media or you hear it someplace. Okay, this is what's happening, blah, 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 blah. And then you never hear the results. Somebody's suing somebody for something or something bad is happening, but you don't ever get the end. What happened? What happened? It just goes away. So in this case, the Attorney General of North Carolina, Josh Stein, this week announcing a settlement with Juul Labs. It's the first hold Juul accountable win. North Carolina's first state to sue Juul a couple of years ago, alleging they unlawfully marketed and sold their crap to young people, and that's exactly what they did. 9 other states have followed suit. They haven't been decided yet, but the court ruled the company should be subject to the most extreme sanctions that the state attorneys had requested. Let's see here. The e-cigarette company has to pay $13 million in 30 days. Rest of the money is paid within 6-year period. I mean, that's nothing for these people. This is no big deal.
But this kind of made me raise the question that you've asked before about other stories like this. Where does the money go?
Yeah. That's a good question. Do we ever get an answer to that question?
I don't know, because there are young kids who are, you know, who I've heard horrific stories that they're in the hospital,
yeah.
And like some of them need lung transplants, and they're not even 21, 22 years old.
Yeah.
So, yeah, does it go to medical bills? Is it free treatment? I don't know. I would hope that something, it's not just a slush fund, right?
Like lottery. But that's the other side of what I just said a few minutes ago. The rest of the story, like Paul Harvey used to have the rest of the story, this is part of the rest of the story. The first part of the story was Juul selling this crap to kids. Then the second part is them being held accountable for what the damage is to the kids. The third is the settlement the third is the lawsuit. Then the fourth is the settlement. And then fifth, what's going to be done with the money? So we have an answer to 1 through 4, but we don't have an answer to 5. What's going to be done with the money? And are they told not to advertise anymore? Well, these things are illegal now pretty much anyway, aren't they? Vaping everywhere?
I don't know. I don't think so.
Stores. Really?
Depends on the store. The state. Yeah.
Yeah. All right. 10 before the hour.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen.
So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Do you have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? Going through a divorce? Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. That's 800-475-0092.
Best times of the week for me, other than spending all the time that I do with you and Victoria and Jennifer and Jay, is spend time with my pal Warren Eckstein, who's a fabulous broadcaster, fabulous human being. His hair no longer brown, but that's the way it is as you go down the bike. Just one of those things. Okay, so Victoria has a fabulous story here to share with you about a pet who was found after having been lost for 2 years. This is so fabulous, Victoria.
Yeah, this is just one of those stories. It's like, you know, oh, my gosh. So this woman had a mix, it was a pit bull and Rottweiler mix puppy or dog. And so a car crashed through the front gate of their home. The dog got spooked and ran away. And they couldn't find the dog. And so 2 years later, she felt she was ready to adopt another dog. So she went to the shelter, and there was her dog. And the dog remembered her right away. There are pictures of it. The dog remembered her. They were hugging, kissing. The dog would just, I mean, he would just basically just envelop her as soon as they locked eyes.
I posted that story on my personal Facebook page. Now that I'm putting two and two together, I saw that. And the dog absolutely recognized her and went bananas.
The dog had been living with another family. The dog had gotten readopted during the 2 year period, but then they faced eviction and they had to surrender, which I don't like saying had to because I never agree with that. But in this case, it was a good thing they did because now this sweet dog is reunited with its original mom, and so it's a wonderful happy ending. Sweet. However, I mean, as we're talking about this behind the scenes, it just made me realize, well, duh, she should have microchipped her dog from the beginning, and she would never have lost him. As soon as the new shelter found him, they would have scanned him, and she would have had her dog back. But it's a wonderful story, anyway, of how dogs don't forget us. They just, you know, they smell us.
What does it cost to get one of those chips, Warren?
How does
generally speaking, they're free if you're adopting a dog from a shelter or a rescue.
Right.
But I think they're like maybe $25, $30, something like that. They're not expensive at all. The only thing
I
you
had
need
it done,
to do,
but I don't remember what I paid.
You need to make sure that if you move, if your phone number changes, that you contact whoever has the microchip, whatever company the microchip is with, and change, update the information. Lots of times when you adopt a dog from a shelter, they have a microchip, but that microchip may have the information of the shelter on it. You have to make sure you change that if you move, and that's really critical. That's so important to do.
Yeah, right. All right, 4th of July weekend is upon us, and every year for as long, you've been coming on this program 24, 25 years since 1993, so how many years that is 20, that may be 27 years, how about that? And we talk about the dogs that are in shelters, dogs that are near where there is firecracker activity, loud noises, how it scares the dog. Back to what the story was you just talked about, running away. So
more dogs run away the 4th of July weekend. But here's something to consider. You know, people say, well, you know what, so the dogs get upset, they hear the fireworks. It's not only dogs and cats, okay? Let's stop that for a second. Dogs and cats panic, and fireworks should be gone. But it's you know, having been being a veteran, so many people I know and work with dogs suffer with PTSD, major problem for them. Senior citizens, autistic children, other people with challenges. So it's not just pets. So get rid of the fireworks, go to a firework display, but literally, if you have a dog, you need to, or a cat for that matter, you need to have a safe room for the 4th of July. I have one in my house. I turn the radio or the TV on. I have it blasting. New toys go down. I'm in there every 5 minutes or 6 minutes with the dogs, reinforcing them. Actually, my dogs now are not bothered by fireworks at all. I desensitize them to the point where when they hear a firework, they kind of come to me looking for a pat on the head or a treat. So I kind of reverse the situation with them. And it's something everyone can do. You can do it. You can go online now, get the sounds of the 4th of July, download them. After this 4th, you got a year to do it. Desensitize your dog or cat to the sounds of fireworks. Make a big difference in the end result.
Okay, so let me take this one step further. Daisy and Charlotte before her, and I think most of the dogs that I've had, get really scared when there's thunder and lightning. There's not much you can do about that. Daisy, Charlotte was really, they were all of them, but I'm just now, because we had a thunderstorm here the other night, and Daisy was crazy.
But you can do that, Doug. I work with dogs that are panic-stricken when it's thunder and lightning. In fact, I remember years ago working with a dog that was so panicked it would actually bite itself. I actually had to go, not only did I tape record the sound of a thunderstorm, but I had to go on the roof of the house with a hose to simulate the sound of rain coming down on the roof to get the dog accustomed to that sound. But that's what I did. In other words, if the dog had a problem, what are you going to do? Let him have a problem or figure out a way to
resolve rain. It's the lightning. Seeing the lightning more than noise of the thunder.
But that's where the desensitizing, you know, you record the noise, you play it at a low volume, increase it gradually over a period of months till the dog has no response.
Do you do it when they're eating? Is it a good time to
do
it when they're
eating?
You do it
when you're sitting around giving your dog, you massage your dog every day, don't we all?
I do.
When you're sitting around giving your dog a massage, that's when you should do it.
Okay. Well, she's in the truck with me all day long, and she puts her head in my lap, and I just massage her whole body.
How's her driving, by the way? Is it getting better?
Yeah, it actually is. She's good in second gear. 59.
Attention Americans with an IRA or 401k. This is a message from the desk of Chuck Norris. It reads, fellow Americans, today we are facing uncertain times, higher taxes, higher inflation, higher government spending, and higher debt. As a result, millions of Americans could see their life savings disappear. Now, I worked hard for my money, and I've worked even harder to keep it. And there's a small secret I learned along the way to keep Uncle Sam's hands out of my pocket. Let me show you right now. Pick up your phone and call 866-967-2808 and speak to a professional at Gold Co. to get a free copy of my 2021 special report. That's 866-967-2808. Call now and you'll learn the simple steps I took to protect myself. Now is not the time to sit back. It's time to fight back. Call 866-967-2808 and ask for my 2021 special report. If you don't fight for your money, who will? Call 866-967-2808 now.